This chazar zeichen neshav b'chachach has chashvag b'mem Yehudim zeichen chedushim daf lamed. Second, how far is the obligation to teach a son Torah go? Rabbi Yehuda name of Shmuel said, like it was done by Zvulun ben Don, whose grandfather taught him Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Halachas, and Agadas. Second, Braisa says, if a father teaches his son Mikra, he doesn't have to teach him Mishnah. And Rav explained that Mikra only includes Torah, not even Nach. We see the obligation does not go like Shmuel just said. Marissa, the obligation goes as far as the example set by Zvulun ben Don in the sense that one is obligated to teach his grandson Torah, but does not go as far as the example with regard to the extent of what must be taught. Frekmar Bryce says the pasuk of the Matam Oisaz Benechem teaches that one must only teach his sons, not his grandsons, and the pasuk of Haidatam Levanecha, Levnei Vanecha teaches that one who teaches his son Torah is considered by the pasuk as if he taught his son, his grandson, and all the future generations. Marissa Shmuel holds like another Bryce, which says that the pasuk of Haidatam comes to teach that there is an obligation to teach a grandson Torah. Rabbi Yishum and Levi, based on these psukim, said that whoever teaches his grandson Torah is considered by the pasuk as if he personally received the Torah at Har Sinai. Rechiya bar Abba saw Rabbi Shimon Levi running without a proper head covering befitting a person such of his stature, and he's bringing his grandson to yeshiva. He asked him, "Why are you rushing like this?" He answered, "Do you consider it a small thing that teaching a grandchild Torah is considered as if receiving the Torah at Har Sinai?" From that day on, Rechiya bar Abba would not eat his daily meat in the morning until he reviewed some Torah with his grandchild and adding something more from the previous time. We find that Rabbi bar Rav Huna would also not eat his meat in the morning until he brought his grandchild to yeshiva. Zakmar of Safin, the name of Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya, said the pasuk of Vishinantam Levanecha should be read as Vishilashtam, and it teaches that a person should divide his years into learning three areas, a third of Mikra, a third of Mishnah, and a third of Talmud. How can you know how long you're going to live to be able to divide your time? Whereas you should split his week into these three areas. The Rishinim, Zakt Gemara, were called Seifrim because they counted all the letters of the Torah. They said that the letter Vav in the word Gachain is the middle word in the with regard to letters in the Torah. The words Darash, Darash are the middle of the Torah in words. The Pasuk of Hizgaloch is the middle in Psukim. The letter Ayin in the word Miyar is the middle letter in Tehillim. And the Pasuk of Vihurachum is the middle of Tehillim with regard to Psukim. Rabbi Yosef asked, is the Vav of Gachain part of the first half or the second half? They said to him, why don't we just bring out a Torah and count? He said, no, we can no longer do that because we're not experts in the proper and exact of spelling, and therefore the count we can't count based on what we have written today. Rabbi Yosef asked, is the pasuk of his galach part of the first half or the second half? Abai said, we can surely count psukim, let's count. Rabbi Yosef said, no, we even find uncertainty whether we divide the psukim correctly or not. Abai said, there are 5,888 psukim in the Torah. Tilim has 8 more than that. Divrei Hayom has 8 less than that. Abai said, the word of Shinantam teaches that Torah should be fluent in your mouth to the point that if someone asks you a question, you shouldn't have to fumble an answer, rather you should be able to answer immediately. Rechiya bar Abba learns from a pasuk that even a father and a son, or a Rebbe and a Talmud, who learn and argue and get hitzed, will never take leave of each other without loving each other. Abrai says, Vesamtem teaches that the Torah is perfect and complete medicine, a Samtem. One can defeat his Yetzahara if he learns Torah. Torah is the antidote to the Yetzahara. Bryce says, we see from a pasuk that the Yetzirah is so evil that even Hashem calls it evil. Rabbi Yitzchak said, based on a pasuk, the Yetzirah renews itself against a person every day. Shem Levi said, based on a pasuk, the Yetzirah comes to overpower and kill a person every day, and if Hashem won't help us against it, we could never defeat it. In the yeshiva, Rabbi Shmuel told Abraham, he says, if one meets the Yetzirah, he should drag him into base medrash, and the Torah will destroy it in whatever form it appears. The Mishnah then said, La'isia Isha, we learn that a father has an obligation to marry off a son based on the pasuk of Chul of Nechem Noshim, V'yasmanei Seichem, Tunulun La'an Noshim. How can someone force someone to marry his daughter? The pasuk said he should marry off his daughter, but that's not in his control. It means he should dress her nice, give her assets, and stuff like that, so people should want to marry her. Alam de Umdis, Chizki said this is based on the pasuk of Re'ei Chayim im Isha Asher Ahavta. Whether this refers to a literal woman or Torah, we see that an obligation to teach Chayim livelihood is compared to, and therefore an obligation exists. V'yeshayim Afla Sitoi Benohar. The reason for this is that it may save his life. He's traveling by boat and the boat sinks. This means not teaching him a trade is as if he teaches him thievery. The difference between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda is if a father trains his son in business, according to the Tanakhama, he has fulfilled his obligation. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he has not done so until he teaches a true profession or trade. Kol mitzvah av ala ben v'chulu. What does this refer to? If it refers to things that a father has to do for the son, then women would not be chayv, and yet the Mishnah says they are. Rabbi Yehuda therefore says this refers to the things that a son must do for the father, and daughters would be obligated in this as well. This Mara said this mission is a proof to a brisa, which learns from the pasuk of Ish Ima V'Yaviv Tira'u, written plural, to teach that although the pasuk says Ish, it means that men and women must fear their parents. The reason the pasuk only says Ish is because women are sometimes not able to carry out this obligation if she's married and first has to see to the needs of her husband, whereas a man is always obligated and cannot be stopped by anybody. Rav Yehuda bar Avin, in the name of Rav, said if the daughter is divorced, she would have the same obligation as her brothers. A brisa says one pasuk says Kavod Av Another pasuk says kabed es Hashem. The use of the same lashon of kabed in the two psukim creates a comparison between honoring parents and honoring Hashem. A similar drasha is made regarding the psukim to fear one's parents and to fear Hashem. A similar drasha is made regarding the psukim of cursing one's parents or cursing Hashem chas v'shalom. All this makes sense because Hashem and a father and a mother are all partners in creating the child. Rabbi says there are three partners, Hashem, the father, and the mother. When a person honors his parents, Hashem says, I consider it as if I live with them and they are honoring me. Rabbi says, Hashem knew that a person wants to honor his mother more than his father because she talks nice to him. Therefore, the pasuk of honoring says the father before the mother. Similarly, a person fears his father more than his mother because he teaches him Torah. Therefore, the pasuk regarding the obligation of fear first lists the mother and then the father. Rabbi was taught in front of Rav Nachman when a person causes pain to his parents, Hashem says, I did the right thing by not living with them, because if I would live with them, they would cause me pain as well.